It is so good for us to be here. Kind of unexpected when Brother Brent called me and asked me to come. This, y'all allow me to say this, this is my home away from home. And I'm grateful for friendship. You know, it's wonderful when the present pastor and the former pastor are good friends. I like that. And I told my church, and I'll tell you, and I've told them several times, I'm not old, but I am older. And my wife will verify, I don't preach as long as I used to. And y'all are probably glad for that. But no promises today. 25th anniversary of Bible Wholeness Church is a landmark. Amen. So this morning, you'll turn with us to Acts chapter 9. Amen. Acts chapter 9. We want to start reading at verse 17 and go down through verse 25. Now Ananias went his way and entered into the house and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for the intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is the very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jews took counsel to kill him. Did you notice that? The Jews took counsel to kill him. But their laying a wait was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to do what? To kill him. But then, verse 25, and then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. Amen. You may be seated. This is a wonderful day and a day to be remembered. I going over these verses, and I must say, I have preached along these lines at my home church over there, Massanova. But I feel like the Lord would take us a little different direction here today. And at home, I preached through a window in a basket. This morning, I want to ask a question for my text. Who's holding the rope? Who's holding the rope? You know, when I read this story, of course, Paul rehearses that experience in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 33. He said, through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall. When I read these verses again and again and again, I thought, what a slender tenure, great results hung on. I mean, the results hung in the balance right now with this great apostle. I don't know who the rope maker was. We don't have any idea who he was. Twisted that those cords together and fastened to that lowering basket. The maker of that rope never ever had any inkling of an idea how much depended upon the strength of that rope. Amen. What would have happened if that rope had a broken? And the Apostle Paul, amen, as we knew him later, amen, was dashed to pieces and died. What would have become of the Christian church and the early church? All that magnificent missionary work that Paul did later in Pamphylia and Cappadocia, Galatia, Macedonia, would have never been accomplished and would have never been attempted. But after all his writings, 14 books of the New Testament, amen, all his writings is indispensable part of the New Testament. I want the Lord to help me this morning. Who's holding the rope? Amen. And I read the writings of the Apostle Paul. Amen. The story, to me, the story of the resurrection would have never been so gloriously recorded as the Apostle Paul did talk about, amen, the resurrection. I'm glad for the resurrection. Amen. If the story of Christ had ended at the tomb, it would have been nothing no more than just a anti-Semitic story. Sad anti-Semitic story. But I want to tell you, it didn't end on the cross. It didn't end in the tomb. Amen. The Apostle Paul gives us insights. Glory to God, I'm feeling better right now. Amen. In his writings. Amen. In his writings, he talks to us. We hear about his experiences down at Philippi. Amen. We hear about his experience on the Mediterranean Sea in Euroclidon. Amen. Under flagellation, amen, of his beheading. Oh, amen. One writer said, I'm feeling better right now. One writer said when that soldier brought him to be beheaded, he looked and saw the gallatin. And he broke free from his soldier and ran. Amen. And laid his head down. I want to tell you, death is not a horrible story for the children of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Those stories to us that we've read in the New Testament, amen, has been wonderful stories that has encouraged and enlightened and strengthened a lot of the saints of God and preachers. Amen. But that rope holding that basket, again and again, amen, great results have hung on the strength of that rope. Amen. Y'all stay with me here for a while. I was reading the other day, and we don't even know who was holding the rope. Amen. Just said that some of the disciples does not give us their names. Amen. I'm not sure even whose house he was in. Amen. Who spun that rope? Amen. Who tied the rope to the basket? What if it was a slip knot? Come on here. Amen. Amen. We don't know how many men there was that held on to that rope. I'm of the opinion it was more than one. Amen. Though their muscles got tired holding on to that rope. Amen. And there was probably a tendency, oh, this is too hard. We can't do this. Amen. But something inside of them gave them the strength to hold on to the rope. Help me to, I'm telling you, I'm feeling better here. Amen. Ah, not one of their names has come to us. Amen. But there was no work done that day in Damascus. Amen. Or in all the earth that compared to the importance of holding on to that rope. Amen. There would have been no Apostle Paul had they let the rope go. Amen. Come on here. Woo, I'm feeling better. Amen. There would have been no 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. There would have been no hope beyond this veil of tears. There would have been no book of Romans. I'm feeling better. I love the book of Ephesians. To me, it's some of Paul's best writings. Amen. But there would have been none. Ah, but glory to God. Who's holding the rope? Somebody's got to hold on to the rope. Amen. Help me here. Amen. But you don't understand, preacher. There's a mob at the door. Amen. The enemy wants to kill this man. Come on here. Amen. Those disciples could have said, whoo. Amen. Well, amen. So you're on your own, Paul. Amen. We got folks at the door. Amen. Banging on the door. Amen. Help me now. Now listen to me. Those disciples had one thing in mind, and nothing else really mattered to them. They wanted to hold the rope until Paul got down to safe place. Amen. Amen. God knows. Now I want to talk to you for a few minutes. Amen. That basket, we know from the scripture that Saul of Tarsus, which became the Apostle Paul, was in that basket. Amen. But if y'all would allow me this morning, amen. Come on. Is anybody listening to me? If y'all would allow me to put, amen, Bible Holiness Church in the basket. Ah, the devil don't like holiness, folks. Devil don't care who you are. Amen. If the devil had had his way, these doors would have been closed and auctioned off on the auction block somewhere. Come on here. Amen. If the devil and the enemy, even in this community, amen, had to have their way, there would be no Bible Holiness on the hill. But glory to God, somebody held on to the rope. Praise God. Somebody had a burden. Amen. They did not know what destiny, amen, was for the Bible Holiness Church. They didn't know 25 years from now, great God, amen, the work of God would still be going. Somebody say hallelujah. But now let me stop long enough to give you just a little history. Amen. The best I understand, amen, the first meeting, oh, help me, Lord, the first meeting of Bible Holiness, amen, a young man by the name of Mike Hedrick preached, amen, that Sunday morning, is that right? Amen. And that night, Brother Keith May preached, and he preached for a while until you got a pastor. Amen. Help me now. In those years, there were some good men. Some of them already gone to glory. Amen. There was Obie Lamb. Amen. Come on here. There was Raymond Gooden. Amen. Board members. There was Bill Key. Amen. There was Willie McAllister. Praise God. I miss Willie. Where's he at? Amen. Ah. Ah, my. Then, amen, help me out. Y'all still with me? Those men held on to the rope of Bible Holiness Church. If y'all would allow me this morning, amen, I'd like to have Brother Sly, amen, oh glory to God, come up here and get a hold of this rope and pull all the slack out of it. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. I appreciate Brother Sly. He's held on to the rope. Amen. When everybody else run away, he just kept holding on. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Brother Bill Key's not here this morning. Amen. As time went on, great Lord help me here. Wayne Sly become a deacon. Amen. Phil Spinago. Come on, Brother Phil. Get a hold of the rope. Praise God. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. If I could understand the things of God, amen. God sees in the future when we don't see in the future. God knows what's going on. Help me here. Amen. When men like this has got a hold of the rope, amen, I'm not afraid to be in the basket. Hallelujah. Somebody say glory. Their one desire is to see the work of God go. Amen. When other, come on here. I know when I came here a few years ago, amen, Sunday school was down in the 70s and lower 80s. Look at it. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't tell me God don't take care of his work. But most of the time, God uses men. Men that's dedicated. Men that's holy. Men that's godly. Amen. Men of strength. Men of will. Hold on to the rope. God's not through yet. Woo. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you, I'm feeling better. I don't know about you. But I look around, amen. Could I take a survey here this morning? How many folks in this service this morning has been saved in the last 25 years in this church? Would you stand? Praise God. Isn't that great? Preacher man. I understand you got 6 preachers in this church now. What would have happened if these men had said, amen, the rope is burning my hands. I can't hold on to it any longer. What if these men had said, amen, this community, amen, is hollering at us, amen, we can't make it, amen. But all of a sudden there's something rises up within them, amen, that says, I'm going to hold the rope. Amen. God's got something better in store for us. Amen. I want to tell you, amen, God is our strength. God is our help. Amen. When all others let go, amen, hold on to the rope. Amen. You may be seated, brethren. Amen. I want to tell you, good board members are hard to come by. Hello here. We got... We got some folks that assume more authority than what they've been delegated. They want to be in front. They want the preeminence. Yes, come on here. But to have godly men that loves the work of God so much, amen, they don't care whether they get recognized or not. They just want to hold the rope. Their name may be never recorded, but they just want to hold the rope. Amen. They don't care whether anybody ever pats them on the back or not. They just want to hold the rope. Hey, and when you do that, amen, God's going to bless the work of the Lord. Somebody say praise the Lord. I don't know. That clock's running faster than I am. Amen. What would have happened to BHC if there was no one to hold the rope? Too much trouble, preacher. Preachers go bad. What are you going to do? Throw in the towel? Quit? Come on here. Let the bank have it. Amen. Hold on to the rope. Amen. Amen. When you can't see daylight, you hold on to the rope. When it's dark and cold and clammy, you hold on to the rope. When nobody pats you on the back, you hold on to the rope. The destiny of the church, amen, is in your hands, whether you hold the rope or not.
I gotta
hurry here. I got some other things to talk about. Somewhere down in the book of, you know, in the latter part of Genesis and Exodus, there's a couple by the name of Amram and Jochebed. They're in Egyptian bondage. Hello here. Amen. The order has come. God help me here. The order has come from the government to kill all the male children. But there's a little boy that's born, amen, into the family of Amram and Jochebed. The Bible said he's a proper child. Praise God. He's a goodly child. That means, oh, he's above average. Come on here. Anybody know what the word average means? Come on here. I heard Paul Harvey give the definition of average years ago, and I've never forgotten it. Somebody said, I'm just an average Christian. You poor little thing. Paul Harvey said, average is just 1 degree above lousy. I want to be better than average. Praise God. Amen. This baby that was born to Jochebed. Amen. Come on here. Amen. He had an older brother. Come on, come on, stay. Hey, and an older sister. But this was a goodly child. Amen. He was fair. He was beautiful. Come on. I hate to say a boy is beautiful. That don't fit my scale, but amen. That's what the word goodly means. It was beautiful to look at. His appearance, praise God. Are y'all still with me? Hallelujah. And she hid him for 3 months. Amen. I don't know how she hid him and kept him from crying and anybody to see him. But she hid him away and then she made, come on here. Then she made a little boat out of bulrushes. Now, if you're going to do something for God, do it good. Quit fooling around. Put your heart into it. Praise God. If you're going to sing, sing the best you possibly can. If you're going to play music, play it the best you can. Come on here. Amen. If you're going to pray, come on here. Quit just repeating the same prayer 25 times over. Amen. Get in touch with God. Amen. Until the glory from another world fills your soul and the Holy Ghost comes upon you and you speak in that heavenly language. Don't ever think, come on here. Don't ever think that insignificant things happen in your life. Everything that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And the minutest thing, amen, sometimes becomes a great magnitude, amen, of what God wants out of you in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. When you read about Jochebed and Amram, they made this little boat. And I want to tell you, a 1,000-ton, amen, freighter crossing the sea has never had an any more important cargo than this little, amen, boat of bulrushes carried. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. From stem to stern. Amen. From the front to the back and side to side, there was something in that basket that was vitally important to God. Amen. Here he is. Praise God. Amen. They made it waterproof. Amen. And best I can understand, that's tar in our language. Amen. She tarred it on the outside and the bottom. Amen. So it would float and not sink. Help me here. Amen. I was reading the other day about this, and I said, I know I've been and saw the Nile River. Amen. I know there's crocodiles and alligators in there. Amen. What kept, come on here. What kept them from crushing that baby? Amen. In that little boat. Amen. Their cattle in Egypt, their cattle. Amen. Plunders around in the edge of the river. Amen. Come on here. Amen. What kept the cattle from stomping and turning that boat over? I can tell you what. It was the cargo that was inside that was so vitally important that God said, amen, my hand's on him. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, amen, ships carry, amen, 40 guns, amen, through portholes, amen, and looking for their enemy. But none of them was any more important than what this cargo in this basket is. Come on here. Somebody say amen. When I look at the cargo in this basket, I hear the thunder on Sinai. Amen. I hear the voice of God. Amen. I see the tables of stone in the commandments of the Lord. When I look at that, come on here. When I look at that basket, I see more than just a baby in there. There's God's destiny for all the world. It's inside of that. Somebody say praise the Lord. This tiny craft on the Nile, amen, seems to be armed with all the guns of thunder from Sinai that nobody dared to come to the Mount Sinai or to even touch it. For God, come on here, for God was voicing his word, amen, to this little baby. Amen. But he's in the Nile. He is in this little basket. Amen. Y'all over there can't see. He's in this basket. Amen. And in the bulrushes, when Pharaoh's daughter come to bathe in the Nile River, as was the custom. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. All of us. Now I'm talking about Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Not just anybody's. Amen. We know that Miriam was so close by watching over her baby brother. Amen. But here is the Pharaoh's daughter bathing. Amen. And all of a sudden she looks over and she sees this little boat floating. Praise God. Whoo! Are y'all still with me? And an angel of the Lord comes down at exactly the right time and pinches that baby on the leg. God. Don't tell me God don't know what he's doing. He's still got everything under control. My hope, thank you, brother. My hope is not in the Democrats or the Republicans or the Independents. Amen. Revival's not going to come out of Washington, D.C. Revival's going to come out of the church.
Hallelujah. Amen. And Bible Holiness Church is still on the hill because men had a hold of a rope and they said God's still on the throne. Hey, hey, hey. And when God gets ready, come on, come on. Amen. He'll peach the baby and the baby's going to cry again. And all of a sudden we're going to realize, hey, there's something going on up there on the hill. The power of God is still flowing. Woo! I'm interested in what God has in store. How many people here today is kin or related to, or your name is Sly? Stand up. Oh, yeah. Well, ain't that a sight? How about Spinoggle? Is any Spinoggles here? Sound room? Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you, when you hold on to the rope, you're holding on to your own children's destiny.
I'm feeling something going on here. Praise God. I got news for y'all this morning. Brother Brent is not here by accident because he didn't have anywhere else to go. Amen. Praise God. Somebody held the rope until the permanent pastor could get here. Praise God. I want to tell you, God still got everything under control.
Woo! Hey man, you can holler about the bad things going on in this world if you want to. Hey, hey, hey! But God still got everything under control. Hey man, the heart of the king is in his hand. And he puts up whom he will. And he takes down whom he will. Church, glory to God. Hold on to the rope. Revival's coming.
Somebody say hallelujah. I don't know about y'all. Amen. There was an English ship, amen, that was sailing down 5,000 miles east of Australia. And they come across a little island down there, Pitcairn. Pitcairn Island. Amen. Are y'all still here? Amen. A bunch of cannibals, human-eating people lived there. But when they sailed past it, they stopped. And to their surprise, no missionaries had ever been there. Come on here. Nobody had brought them the gospel at all. Amen. But when they got there, they found out that this was a civilized island now. Amen. Churches, homes, praise God. Civilized people now. What happened? No missionary had ever been there. And the story is, amen, that there was a sailing vessel, come on here, that in a storm came near to the shores. Amen. And disaster came and the ship sank. Amen. And one soldier, come on here, one soldier, amen, went to the trunk in his cabin and got out a Bible that his mother had put there before he left home. Praise God. Amen. He put that Bible in between his teeth and he swam to the shoreline. Amen. Glory to God. And he read the Bible to them heathens and revival came there. Amen. Don't ever think the little things in your life don't amount to much. God still got everything under control. You don't know what's in the basket, but God does. the ladies of this church. Stay with me. Amen. Finally, brethren. Who said that? Finally, brethren. Yeah. Amen. The women of this church. Women have a way of caring for small babies. Young children. Now I'll tell you, men, don't fall out with me. But you cannot compete with a mother's love. Amen. The women of this church cook and serve and work. Amen. For camp meetings. Because they know what the future of this work is. Praise God. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. When I was here, I can't even remember when it was now. It was about 3.5 years ago, I guess, or better. Amen. The women of this church were some of the best altar workers. Amen. I mean, my wife calls old Sister Doval. Is she here this morning? She's not here this morning. My wife calls her the bulldog. Because when somebody got in the altar needing to get saved or prayed through, amen, she was there and would not let them get up, amen, until they got a hold of victory. You know why? She saw what the potential was that's in the basket. Hey, hey, hey. God, help me here. Amen. I don't know. I got to quit. Ooh, y'all are getting hungry, but I want to tell you. Amen. There was a parsonage, a church parsonage at Epworth, England. Amen. And during the middle of the night, it caught on fire and was burning. And the father, amen, of that in that house rushed through the hallways, amen, to rescue all of his children. Amen. 7 children are out safe. Amen. Is anybody listening to me? 7 children's out safe. Amen. And all of a sudden the count noses. Amen. And they got one missing. He's still in the house. He's in his bed. Amen. His bed's on fire. And this boy, come on here. Amen. He wakes up and sees his house. His bed's on fire and the fire all around him. And he goes to the window. Praise God. Help me here. And he begins to holler, somebody save me. Amen. And grown men, poor men, they say. Amen. Peasants, if you will. Amen. Got shoulder on top of shoulder and made a human ladder. Amen. To that upstairs. Amen. Winder and that little boy. Amen. Crawled down the human ladder. Amen. To safety. His name was John Wesley. Hey, hey, hey. Are you willing to be a human ladder? Are you willing, great God, are you willing to hold on to the rope? Are you willing to say, God, take me, use me if you can? Woo!
I thought I was through.
When these men that held on to that rope don't know their names, we do here at Bible Wholeness. Amen. Joe Sly. And all these other names that I mentioned to you, as well as, amen, Phil Spinago. Are y'all still with me? When they, glory to God. Amen. When they began to read the letters that the Apostle Paul wrote years later. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Somebody say amen. When he writes to the great God, when he writes to the Corinthians, amen, and it talks about the gifts of the Spirit, he said, covet earnestly the best gifts, but yet show unto you a more excellent way. And he talks about the love, amen, of God. Hey, hey,
hey. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Amen. When these men that held on to the rope, amen, of Saul of Tarsus, when they read, amen, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. Glory to God. I can see those men say, praise God. We had a part. We don't know who they were, but we had a part. We held the rope. Amen. The enemy wanted to kill him, but we held the rope. Hey, the enemy wanted to kill his church and padlock it, but somebody held on to the rope. Amen. And today they run 140 and 150 in Sunday school. You can't beat God's doings. But if God wants me to be a human ladder, nobody even knows my name. It don't matter. Brother Sly, I got enough sense to know I'm an older man. Amen. And after a while, I'll be gone and somebody else will fill my pulpit. Amen. In 20 years, they won't even know who L.D. Savage was. But you know what? That's okay with me. I just want to be the human ladder. I just want to hold on to the rope. Is anybody here this morning, amen, that you want God to use you in a special way? Just hold on to the rope. You want to be a human ladder that somebody else can climb down to safety. Everybody stand. Bible holiness is in the basket. And you are vitally important to the work of God. No telling how many preachers is going to come out of this church. Some to be missionaries. Some to be evangelists. Some will be a pastor. And it's all because somebody held a rope. Five years of holding the rope when it seemed impossible to survive. Praise God. Somebody say amen. I'd like to see some of these young people, some of these young ladies become spiritual bulldogs. Come on here. Just don't let them up until they get victory. Come on, let's pray. Come on, let's pray. You want to be somebody to hold a rope? Human ladder.